Dad, you so crazy.
Two guys with beards, one guy with sideburns and a soul patch. A podcast about American craft beer for beer lovers all across the country. From Boston to Dallas to Las Vegas, this is Beer Coasters. Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Coasters podcast.
Thanks.
A weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. Episode number 39. I'm your host this week. I'm Toby. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. And with me, as always, are two of the following dudes.
Chris in Dallas, Texas.
And Mike in Boston, Massachusetts.
Alrighty. Today we've got a kind of funky show. We're going to do unique ingredients,
crazy,
kind of crazy
man,
ingredients.
Crazy.
Weird stuff, kooky, if you will.
On the
fermentation conversation today, we are all three going to try Rogue's Chipotle Ale, which will be a first for me.
Same here.
I've had one chili beer before, and it was not very good. but this is actually categorized as an amber ale, according to Rogue, infused with some chipotle peppers.
I've had the stone smoked porter with chili pepper.
Oh, yeah?
At one of the festivals they have.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I had that.
You switch that out between the chili and the vanilla. Kind of go back and forth.
Chili.
Chili vanilla. What?
So after our Rogue experience, we'll go to Hot Topics. And then after that, we've got individual tastings on our tasting flight. Chris, what are you trying today?
I'm sticking with the sort of chili theme, and I'm doing
nice
Twisted Pine Brewing's Billy's Chilies.
Ew.
I'm and sucking Mike, on Billy's Chilies this week.
Right on. Hope it's good.
Hey, whatever gets your free
beer.
What
about you, Mike? Mike's got a mystery tasting today.
As long as
my
I ain't
tasting
salty.
Flight is a mystery and will be revealed when my tasting flight starts.
Ooh.
No spoilers, please.
Do you not have it yet? Is it being delivered?
Is that the surprise?
Yeah, when you hear a knock at the door, then it's my tasting flight.
And after Mike, I will be trying Eel River's Acai Berry Wheat.
Acai!
So I'm going back to Eel River. And then we've got our Tweet of the Week again today, which should be a lot of fun. And then, we got any backwash?
A little bit, yep.
Yeah.
A little bit of backwash, right on. And then we'll go into last call. So if you guys have nothing, without any further delay, I would like to try some Rogue Chipotle.
I got nothing.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah. This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Okay, duck.
Yeah. Okay, duck.
So here we are in the tasting... Sorry, the fermentation conversation. Getting a little ahead of myself there.
We will be tasting.
Yeah.
We are trying Rogue's Chipotle Ale.
Chipotle. Chipotle.
Out of Rogue.
Chipotle.
Rogue Brewing.
Rogue's Chipotle.
Out of Newport, Oregon. They've been brewing since 1989. And you can find them on the web at... Rogue.com, R-O-G-U-E. Style is an amber ale with an ABV of 5.5%.
No.
And 35 IBUs. You can find this year-round in the 22-ounce Bombers or on draft. Kind of a history behind putting chili in beer real quick. This is what coming from Rogue's website. They say, dedicated to Spanish author Juan de la Cueva, who in 1575 wrote of a Mexican dish that combined seedless chipotles with beer. Chipotle ale is based on Rogue's American Amber Ale, but delicately spiced with smoked chipotle chili peppers. Blend it with Rogue Chocolate Stout and create a mole black and tan. Mole, sorry. A mole black and tan.
Oh,
okay, go ahead, crack it.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Little special black
the ingredients,
and tan.
The, more of the ingredients in this would be Harrington, Clagus, Mayer, Munich malts. The hops are the Cascade, the Willamette, and Rogue's Pac-Man yeast, and of course, don't forget about the free-range coastal water.
Free-range!
Free!
Like a bird!
Rate Beer gave this 61 out of 100. The Beer Advocate users rated it a B, and the Ahlstrom Brothers rated it an A-.
And the Beer Coaster's rating is yet to be determined.
That's right.
And that's the one everyone should care about.
So it's a pretty standard amber color, maybe a little bit light.
A little cloudy.
Yeah.
I got about a finger of off-white.
My head's kind of dissipating. I don't know if I poured too gingerly.
Ooh, you can smell those peppers in there. It's weird.
It's interesting. It has kind of a lager scent to it.
A little bit of smoke.
Yeah, smoky, yeah. And there's some sweetness, too.
Chipotle.
Hmm. Yeah, my head's dissipating pretty good. Smells pretty nice.
Too soon to take a sip.
It kind of reminds me of that Oaxacan chocolate, you know, like that kind of spicy chocolate for some reason. Maybe it's just the sweetness.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, I'm drinking.
I'm sipping.
Decent mouthfeel.
It does have a little bit of smoky.
The chipotle's really come through. It's got that smoky sort of
smoky chili.
Almost a Schwartz beer kind of flavor on the front end, and then as it goes down, you definitely get that bite in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of tiny bit of heat on the tongue. Like you can tell that the pepper's there.
Yep.
It almost seems like it's kind of a manufactured spiciness to me, like a smoky spiciness, almost like it was a seasoning that they put in rather than the actual smoked peppers for some reason.
Maybe it could be the difference, or maybe
I don't get
not,
that.
You know, the difference between like fresh and canned. You know, if it was canned, then it would have kind of it'd be a little different.
It's surprisingly pretty drinkable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The pepperiness does overpower the sweetness, but it's still somewhat
like
balanced.
A little bit of a caramel malt.
It's
sweet.
It is a chipotle ale, so mm-hmm. it should overpower it somewhat.
Right.
But at the same time, the fact that you can still get that.
Right.
You know, the sweetness is still present. It does add a nice balance. You know, obviously you want the peppers to overtake it a little bit because that's the style of the beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think it's a pretty well balanced. It's definitely drinkable. Mm-hmm. I've had chili beers before that were not drinkable.
Yeah.
It was like you were drinking a jar of peppers.
Uh-huh.
That I've had. The one that I've had before, my one other experience with a chili beer was, I don't know if it should have been a lot colder when I had it, but it was, yeah.
I was actually surprised on how many chili beers there were, you know, because when I first saw the Chipotle Ale, I didn't realize that there's like a whole series of chili beer
and
lots of breweries that actually make
Beer one. Advocate actually has this listed as a chili beer, but
yeah.
Rogue's website calls it an amber.
We'll call it a session chili beer. How's that?
There you go.
And you were talking about it being pretty cold, and I think for this type of beer, you would have to drink it a little bit on the colder side. I think once it warms up, it may not have the same type of characters. I like the cooling factor with the chili. I think right. works well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would say no need to let this one sit. I would pull it out of the fridge and crack it.
Yeah.
What about food pairings?
I would go with Thai food. I was thinking like there's a good like a red chili chicken dish that I like quite a bit. I think it would go as long as it's not too hot. You know, you like Toby, you mentioned one of those like the restaurants that say how hot do you want it? Like 1 to 10, you know, 0 to 10.
Yeah.
As long as it wasn't too hot, I think this beer could handle it.
I think I'd definitely go, you know, it's a chili beer. I'd definitely go with Mexican food.
Oh, yeah.
A good carne asada burrito.
Mm.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Nice. I'd love to do that mole, the mole black and tan that they mentioned on their website. Cool. That actually sounds really good.
Yeah. I say grilled chicken, like, you know, pull it off the barbecue, some grilled chicken, and maybe, I don't know. To me, I could see this going really good at a barbecue.
Yeah.
With some chicken, maybe like a...
Maybe some smoked chipotle barbecue sauce or something.
Yeah. Because you could actually bring a little bit more of that out in the beer. Yeah. So, yeah, like barbecue, chipotle barbecue chicken or something like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So that's Rogue's Chipotle Ale from Rogue Brewery out of Newport, Oregon.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Chris, I hear you've got a hop topic.
I do have a hop topic. And it's fitting.
Is it?
Because
Beer Coaster Chris and
that's
Dallas,
the
Texas?
Segment we're doing. So it fits. Anyway, okay. my hop topic, the link itself actually comes from Toby's neck of the woods, because this is the Stone blog.
You cheater.
Stonebury. But it's a national issue. So it says saving small breweries one turtle at a time. It says, close your eyes and take a deep breath. Imagine baby turtles hatching on a beach, squinty from their first view of the warm tropical sun. They're full of cuteness and potential. The majestic sea sheep of tomorrow. Sea sheep?
Sea sheep.
Sea sheep. Nice, I like that.
But wait, what's that in the distance? Oh no, rapacious seagulls have spotted the hatchlings and swooping in for the kill. Endangered and facing long odds in a world hostile to their very existence, the fate of the entire sea turtle species depends on the success of these little reptiles. Fortunately, a member of the Sea Turtles Professional Association has spotted the danger and is attempting to mitigate the seagull's hunger so that enough baby turtles can survive. Why? Not to deny the gulls their justly deserved meal, but for the mutual benefit of both species. You see, with a healthy and stable turtle population, the gulls will eat sustainably for generations to come, and the world will get to delight in oceans full of handsome sea turtles. Just what the hell am I talking about, you ask? Because I know that's what everybody is thinking. Because obviously I am talking about H.R. 4278, the bill of the Brewers Association is championing in the Congress to reduce the tax burden on the smallest craft breweries.
Of course.
Small
Brewers Caucus.
Of course that's what you're talking about.
The Small Brewers Caucus.
Hey, there's nothing small about it.
So basically this is a bill that's being put forth that sort of helps reduce the tax burden on some of the smaller breweries. If you want to check it out, go to brewersassociation.org. You can find out more information and contact your local representatives to sort of push to get this passed, because we want these smaller brewers to be able to survive in today's economy. So,
and not be snatched up by seagulls.
Not be snatched up by seagulls. Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my hot topic. Not sure if it made any sense to anybody, but basically there's a bill. Call your representative, support it. There you go.
All I heard was caucus.
Yeah, that's all you got out of that story. That's good enough.
What you got, Mike?
All right. My hop topic this week comes from beernews.org. We've spoken about them before. We use them a lot. This article is craftbeer.com and its decade-long journey. Yesterday, not being yesterday, but this is... what would this be? Tuesday?
February 17th.
Yes, last Tuesday, the Brewers Association formally introduced craftbeer.com to the public. The site actually went live at the end of last year. If you're wondering what took so long, you're not alone. Don't get me wrong. I like what the Brewers Association is, I thought it was Beer Advocate, but it is.
It's I know.
like what Brewers Association is doing with the site, however, considering craft beer is arguably the title of our niche, as some people like to say. Why didn't we see a premium domain like craft beer take shape until now? The reason I picked this article, I'm not going to read the whole thing. As everybody knows that listens to my hop topic, I never read the whole thing. But check out craftbeer.com. That is a really, really cool website. It's a website that we even in here on the show have been talking about. You know, maybe our site being more like this, but now there's a website. That's kind of the way we were hoping a website would be. It's a little different than Beer Advocate and Rate Beer. It you know, has the beer and. There's beer and food and the pairings, and there's different stories and there's different links there. You can search for beer by style. There's local stories. It's a really cool website. So if you get a chance, check out craftbeer.com and become a member and support them, because this is the kind of stuff we need. If you're interested in craft beer, these are the kind of websites that we're looking for. That's it.
Definitely.
And if you're not interested in craft beer, why the hell are you still listening?
Because we're funny guys.
It was the whole caucus thing.
They just tune in for the tweet.
Interested in craft beer to listen to the beer coasters.
They fast forward to the tweet of the week.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, my hot topic, I just wanted to congratulate Russian River Brewing Company. They just received... the world's new number one beer, woo-hoo! According to Beer Advocate's top beers on planet Earth, top 100. So Pliny the Younger, it's a double IPA. It just pushed West Veliteren 12, made by some Trappist monks in Belgium.
I really want to try this beer.
Just push them out of the way.
You've never had Pliny the Younger?
Nope.
It used to be my favorite to get at O'Brien's in San Diego, California.
I've had the Elder.
They had it. It was, Pliny the Elder, they had a lot. Actually, the owner of that brewery, that was like his favorite beer. But Pliny the Younger was one of my faves. Big double IPA guy.
Well, that being said, it's a lot of people's faves. There's been a huge sort of rush on all the brew... beer bars, I know, at least in Southern California, for people clamoring
and texts.
For this beer.
Me and Toby were talking about people standing in line to try to get this beer on tap or on cask in different places, and so all the rage, I guess.
Yeah, so you guys better keep it up, do it more than one year in a row.
Russian River makes some good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Crazy Dave called me and told me about some stuff he just picked up from there.
The Supplication.
The Supplication. He says like $12 a bottle or something crazy like that for a little regular 12-ounce bottle.
Oh, really?
That's supposed to be really highly rated as well. Russian River Brewing, you can follow them or find them on the web at RussianRiverBrewing.com. And I got my story from beernews.org as well.
Cool.
That's it for Hop Topics.
Cool. Hey, Chris.
Chris, you ready to chug a lug?
Okay.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
All right, y'all. This here podcast from down south.
All righty. So for my tasting flight this week, I am drinking from Twisted Pine Brewing out of Boulder, Colorado, Billy's Chilies.
Oh, nice. Yeah. A new brewery, Twisted Pine.
Billy's have I not Chilies. Done them before?
No.
I have another thing by
beer
them.
In Texas.
I have a except it's from Colorado. I have another beer from them, an espresso stout that I don't think
I'm confused.
Looks like they're going to Louisiana too.
Mm-hmm. New Orleans.
Website is www.twistedpinebrewing.com. The style is a chili beer. An ABV of 5.1. I don't have the IBUs readily available. Ingredients, they don't really list much ingredients other than the chilies that are used. And this beer is made with fresh Anaheim, Fresno, Serrano, Jalapeno,
Nobody
and
gets their
habanero.
Chilies from Fresno.
And habanero peppers, which are
wow,
fairly spicy.
This should be a peppery yeah. beer.
I'm interested.
Do you have some water with you? Perhaps some bread?
It's pretty bad if I have to have water to drink with my beer.
Sugar.
This is part of their Timberline series, which is sort of their
sugar water.
Yeah.
You need some milk or some.
All right. So rate beer rating of 26 out of 100.
Oh, they tried it.
Horchata.
So a beer advocate who rate beer?
26.
Yeah, 26 out of 100. Beer advocate
I
users
thought we were
give
supposed
it a C
to be
plus.
Doing the best of American craft beer.
Beer. Well, here let me get through this.
Okay. Go ahead.
Beer Advocate users give it a C+. Alstrom Brothers have not weighed in on it. The really interesting thing is when I went to Beer Advocate and started looking up the ratings are so varied. There's literally an A+ and an F. Like that's wow. How varied the opinions of this beer are on Beer Advocate. Mm. So we'll crack it open.
I guess that's the difference between Beer Advocate and Rate Beer. Is you have those type of drinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Rate Beer. I don't even know if I even want to put their opinions on the podcast anymore.
Well, are you registered on there?
What, Rate Beer?
All right, yeah. So on the pour, it's a fizzy yellow beer. It's really Lucy. Pale, really, exactly, really yellow. Not much head. There was maybe half a finger, and it's already gone.
Hmm.
Whoa. So, on the nose...
He has scorched his nose hairs.
Pepper. A lot of pepper.
Pepper on the nose.
And absolutely
pepper
nothing else.
Nose, pepper on the nose. Looking like a fool with the pepper on your nose.
There's no sweetness or anything?
Dude, I can't smell anything but pepper, dude.
Is it smoky?
No. No, it's a fresh pepper.
Oh. Well, this right, is fresh,
so
not canned.
Yeah. Here we go. I'm gonna take a sip, and I have a feeling
my
journey into this Prepare is gonna yourself. Be on the same level of what Mike's is gonna be like later, because I already know what Mike's
know.
Is, and
I don't know if anybody's gonna compare to what I got.
I don't know, man, because this is it's I feel like I'm taking a dare.
How do you know what Mike has and I don't?
Oh.
Did he tell you?
Yeah, plus if you click on the link, you could figure it out.
Oh, I didn't click.
That's why I said no spoilers. See, I gave us the inside loop. You missed it, Dobie.
Damn it. I'll wait. I want to be a part of the whole... I want to feel everybody else's
reaction.
So you can
go... That is a one spicy beer.
It's a one spicy beer. It's a very nice.
I didn't say that.
It's a 26 out of 100.
Well, I don't even know how... It's really spicy. Really spicy. The back of my throat is just burning.
Is this the kind of beer to have with some hot wings or what?
No.
No?
This is... No.
Hot wings are too mild?
There's... Yeah.
Did you miss the three skulls like on the label before you went to try this?
I'll tell you the problem that I have. And
flaming skulls?
You know, this isn't entirely fair because... You know, we just had the Rogue. But the Rogue, like I was talking about, you know, the Rogue was nicely balanced. The chilies were there. God, this is hot. The chilies were there and present so you could taste them and get an appreciation for them. But then there was also the sweetness and the rest of the sort of amber character that you could pull out. This, there's none of that. It's all pepper. That's it. The spice is too great to taste anything else.
And where are these guys from? Colorado, you said?
Boulder, Colorado.
See, and they got... Colorado's got some tough competition when it comes to brewers and breweries.
Yep. Now, I mean, it tastes like...
Brewmasters and stuff.
Like you're drinking a blended up pepper shake. I mean, it's...
Can you taste any of, like, the
anything? Like
the
malts?
Or
hops?
Any of the yeastiness or anything?
Nothing. Nope. It's really thin and it's all pepper. There's not a hint of hops or malt or anything but pepper. I mean, it's a carbonated pepper water as far as I'm concerned. There's not much else there.
It does have it does sound like a dare. Yeah.
It is. It is. It's spicy too. I mean, it's really spicy. So,
ooh, maybe you could use it to cook something, like boil something in it, or some sausage. Or
yeah, actually, that might work pretty well.
Use it as a marinade.
Yeah. So, I don't
bag of chips.
I don't know what I would pair this with.
Chili's, chilies,
chicken tenders,
some Wonder Bread with some sugar.
Seriously, so.
Rice Krispie.
Really, really, really cold vanilla ice cream.
There you go.
Something.
Really cold vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, just something.
Actually sounds pretty good.
No, I don't really mean that. This wouldn't taste
chocolate.
Good.
But yeah,
no, this wouldn't taste
cool
good
down
with,
the tongue.
With. Honestly, this wouldn't taste good with anything. I don't really know what I would pair this with because it's so overpowering. That I don't know what you could drink or what you could eat with this that would, I guess,
compliment it at all?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could go with some spicy Mexican food, if you wanted to pull out those peppers and sort of, I mean, it would complement. I mean, it wouldn't detract from it, but.
All right. Well,
other than that, I don't know what else you would drink with it because you couldn't taste it.
Out of the frying pan and into the fire. I'm next.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Mike, you're killing me with the suspense.
Okay, so.
What's your
mystery beer? Well, we're doing crazy ingredients. And if anybody who's listened to the show, if they listened to our Thanksgiving episode... I've done some crazy ingredients before. I've done sweet potato and black pepper. Well, sweet potato and black pepper pales in comparison to this beer.
What is it? Steak and...
Pretty close.
So, what I'm trying is Harpoon's 100 Barrel Series. Remember, I did the...
Nice.
Catamount Maple Wheat.
And the Glacier Hop Harvest.
This week, I'm doing the Island Creek Oyster Stout.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And nice. Yes, this is a beer brewed with oysters. Anybody who knows me knows that I don't eat shellfish. I do not like shellfish. So this is a big deal. I am taking one for the Beer Coaster team here by trying this beer.
You're not going to swell up and go into
convulsions. I hope I'm not allergic to oysters, but to tell you the truth, I don't know. We'll find out. I'm going to defoil it here, but I'm going to talk about it. This is from Harpoon Brewery out of Boston, Massachusetts. Their website is harpoonbrewery.com. This is their limited release. This is their 100 Barrel Series. This is number 30. This has an ABV of 5.5, an IBU of 35, and probably a sodium content of who knows what. Okay. Rate beer. Doesn't have enough information for a rating on this one. Nobody wants to try.
Nice.
Beer with oysters in it.
Does it have a density level on it? No.
Beer Advocate users rated a B, so it's not bad, and the Elstrom brothers have not weighed in on this beer.
Chickens.
So, 1 out of 3 ain't bad. So, here we go. Get open. I'm pretty far away, and I can smell some roasted character to it. Okay. Here we go.
What does it look like?
It's very dark in color, like almost like Coca-Cola type black. And head.
Nice head. About
2.5-ish fingers. And it's the retention is really good. It's not budging. It's kind of hard to tell if it's got some decent lacing or not. It's a good foamy head, though. Good retention. Well, it's got kind of a salty, bitter cocoa aroma to it.
That sounds really good.
Roasty oat type aroma.
Roasty oats is good.
Yes. Some roasty oats.
A little bit of some hops, like a floral type hop in the background. I'm not going to lie. I'm worried a little bit here.
Roasty oats.
Roasty oats.
And little lambseed ivy.
All right. I'm going to take a sip, guys.
There you go.
Well, it doesn't taste like oysters, so that's good. There's some real, real roastiness going on.
Nice.
We talked about... I mentioned that the stone was burnt, and Chris was like, "Nah, I don't know about burnt, but dark roast." Well, this is, I was wrong, because this is definitely more of a burnt. It's almost like a charcoal-y taste. And there's some chocolate in there, almost like a chocolate and a coffee, almost like a mocha. A little bit of sweetness on the tongue.
Actually sounds good.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of saltiness in there. It's salty, but there's lots of malt. There's some big roasted malt character in this beer, and it's making it enjoyable for me, believe it or not.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, because the flavors that go well together, sweet and salty, go really well together.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me that you would get something.
With stouts, as far as food pairings, I mean, they've paired stouts with oysters, like, a lot. You know, that's kind of a big, you know, food pairing with stouts. These guys are just crazy enough to say, "Hey, let's just
put it all in one glass
with oysters." Yeah. It's got a little bit of a sweet finish to it, which is kind of nice. It's, as it warms up, it's getting more of a, like a cocoa-y malt. It's so much better than I thought it was going to be.
I'm not a huge fan of oysters. I mean, I like them. I mean, I don't go out seeking oysters.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be very interested in trying an oyster beer.
Yeah, me too.
And I was surprised to see that other breweries actually have done this as well.
Well, I mean, come on, you're Boston.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
For food pairing with this one, I guess I would go with it with the seafood dish if you do like mussels or oysters. I'm not a big shellfish fan, so I wouldn't eat that with this. But I think a good seafood dish, even a kind of a barbecued fish or something, would be good as well. But well, there you have it, folks. A salty stout from Harpoon Brewery. But man, the malt character is just
oyster beer,
really
dude.
Big.
You like drank an oyster beer.
I drank an oyster beer. Talk about your crazy ingredients. Sorry, Toby. I don't know if you can match this one, but
yeah.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Just click it when you're ready. That's all I ask.
West Coast.
Okay, so for my wussy beer.
Wuss beer.
Mine doesn't have oysters or
habanero peppers.
Habaneros. My beer today, I'm going back to Eel River. And I am trying their acai berry wheat.
Berries?
Yes.
Oh, man.
There's not too many beers out there that use
and chili peppers, really spicy, manly foods, and Toby does berries.
Yeah. Well, there's not too many beers out there that use acai, and acai is like that new antioxidant, and plus this is an organic beer too, and I'm all about the organics because I'm goddamn hippie.
California hippies.
So this is so you're like drinking a green beer and a god.
It's a berry green beer.
It's a green beer that's an antioxidant as well.
This ain't a fucking health food show.
Obviously.
So this is Eel River Brewing out of Fortuna, California. They've been brewing since 1995. You can find them on the web at eelriverbrewing.com. That's eel like the animal. It's a wheat ale with an ABV of 4%, so I'm going way light.
You can also find them at
So it's green, it's got berries, and a low ABV. What's next?
You can also find them.
I'm going to have my wife drink it because I'm not manly enough to drink it.
Oh, man. Are you talking smack about Beer Coaster Gina?
No. I'm talking smack about you.
You can also find their website at www.forpussybeerdrinkersonly.com.
Whoa. Whoa. Hey, now. So the ingredients would include... It's a light-bodied wheat ale brewed with organic acai berries from Brazil and a flavorful mix of four other organic berries. I don't know what those would be.
Light-bodied.
Acai berries boast high antioxidant properties, so drink on. Rate Beer gave this a 20 out of 100.
Sweet.
And the Beer Advocate users gave it a C+, and nothing from the Ahlstrom Brothers. I'm using a Weizen glass, and there's really not much in the head department.
Price is not using a champagne flute.
Yeah. It's very bubbly.
Or a wine glass.
It's a slightly cloudy yellow, like a golden yellow color. Mm. Slightly cloudy. Maybe it's not cloudy. Maybe it's just my glass. Slightly cloudy. Anyway. Yeah, like I said, really no head.
Wanna put some ice cubes in it first? Acai.
It does have that berry really big berry flavor or smell with a little bit of kind of a little bit of yeastiness in the background. Almost a...
I had such a bad joke right there. In my head.
Did it have something to do with There's yeast and the fact that he's almost... drinking a pussy beer?
Ouch.
Oh, jeez.
We apologize to our female listeners. There's some kind of a breadiness, too. It's kind of a... It's almost like a muffin. Like I'm smelling a berry muffin. I'm going to take a sip. Yeah, there you go. Keep going with the...
I didn't say a
nether
word.
Region jokes.
I have not said a word here on the Beer Coaster Podcast.
Well, let's keep it that way. Oh. Well,
sorry, I got a shellfish stuck in my throat.
It's actually got a pretty nice body to it. Quite refreshing. This would be great in the summertime. It has that kind of... There's the berries, and there's almost a... I don't want to say graham cracker, but it's almost some kind of a cookie or like a toasted cookie kind of flavor with the berries.
Hmm. Cookies, berries, light-bodied.
Yeah, there's really no head. There's no lacing. Yeah, if you wanted to put this in a champagne flute, go right ahead. It's actually not too bad. It's very drinkable. There is a little bit of coating on the tongue, so there is some sort of a little bit of a body and thickness to it. Yeah. I mean, for a wheat beer with berries in it, it's actually not too bad. For a food pairing, summertime, picnic, salad. Maybe not really a fruit salad, but maybe a salad with some sort of fruit in it, like a salad with tangerine slices in it or something like that. Yeah, like a light picnic meal, sandwiches and whatever. This would go great outside in the summertime. So, yeah, not bad. From Eel River Brewing Company out of Fortuna, California, it's their Acai Berry Wheat.
Acai?
Organic
Acai.
Bitches.
Acai.
Angel Smiles For You Too says, I can't believe the crazy shit people do. I was sitting in church, and this bitch next to me lights a cigarette. I almost dropped my beer.
It's the Tweet of the Week! Tweet of the Week! It's the Tweet of the Week! Tweet, tweet! Tweet of the Week, yeah!
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline. Yeah.
Hey, Beer Coasters, what's up? This is Crazy Dave just calling to say that I just picked up 4 bottles of Russian River Brewing's Supplication. It's I guess it's a brown sour ale that just came out. And according to Rick at Old Town Liquor down in Temecula, he says they only brew it, I think, once or every 2 years or so. Anyhow, comes in a 12-ounce bottle with a cork, and they're about $12, $15 a piece, and I'll be taking them out to Toby's when I roll out there in June. Anyhow, hope to see you guys soon, and keep all the good work for the show. Thanks. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bippity-bippity-backwash.
Backwash.
Thanks, Crazy Dave.
Thanks.
For that phone call to the Beer Coasters podcast. You also wrote in to the Beer Coasters podcast.
He did.
Whoa.
And Crazy Dave had to say, I had the Stone Russian Imperial Stout with some chili. It was good, especially since they were paired with chilies that were in a chili cook-off. Apparently he went to a chili cook-off and had the Stone Russian Imperial Stout, which we had last week.
Nice. Yeah.
And I think...
on the Imperial Stout Show.
Man, I haven't had some good chili in a long time. I gotta have...
I did. I made that.
Get me some good chili.
You're probably going to have to go to Texas and visit Chris if you want some good chili, right?
That's right.
I can do that.
And we got one from Carl Sr. in SD. He says, Petco Park reduced beer prices to $5 for a 14-ounce.
Wow.
Used to be $8.50. Now, is it any good? Hmm. Well, I actually replied to his thing, and I went to Petco Park last year for the 09 season, and they had the Longhammer IPA at one of their little beer stations, and that's pretty much what I drank all night.
That's the
and that's long.
Was that Red Hook?
Yeah, from Red Hook. It's actually pretty good. Yeah. And I forget how much I paid. I want to say I probably paid $8.50, or maybe it was like $6.50 or something for a regular cup of it.
$5 for a 14-ounce beer is pretty damn good.
At a ballpark.
At a ballpark.
I mean, that stuff's usually like sky high. Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, that's tolerable high prices.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's just hope it's something drinkable.
Right. Not some 55-calorie crap.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I got a little bit of backwash here from Renee. And Renee says, honey had me try Summer Solstice from Anderson Valley Brewery. And I so love it. Thanks, guys. Now I can drink cool beer, too.
The Cerveza Crema.
Yes. Who's honey?
I found... Yes, I'm honey, by the way. At Marty's Liquors, which I mentioned on the podcast quite a bit, they had some Autocode beer that they sold at a discount, and I found Anderson Valley Summer Solstice for like 50 cents a bottle.
Nice.
So needless to say, I picked up some of that, and man, it is still good. It still tastes fresh, and it's still got that it's buttery, good. Malty goodness that Anderson Valley does so well. So if you're in the area of Newton, Massachusetts, go pick some up at Marty's Liquors.
Pick it up.
Out of code.
Out of code beer. It's totally worth it. I'm telling you, $3 for a six pack of Anderson Valley. Come on,
$3 for a six pack of anything is pretty damn good. Yeah, let alone it's craft beer.
It's craft beer gold. Are you kidding me?
Sweet. Last.
Thanks
call.
To all of our backwashers on the Beer Coasters podcast.
Yes.
Let's do some last call, shall we?
Last call.
All right, everybody. Last call.
Welcome back.
Bitches.
Thanks, Mike.
Bitches.
So let's do some pint ratings here about the beers we tried. Chris, what you got?
Okay.
Chili beer, bitches.
For the Rogue Chipotle Ale... I actually really enjoyed this beer more than I expected to. I'm not a big fan of chili beers. I thought it was well balanced, but the Chipotles were a nice little touch. I'm going to give it 4 pints out of 5.
Nice.
I was happy with it. For the Twisted Pines Billy's Chilies, I'm really conflicted on this beer because there's certain things... If I don't think about it as a beer, it's interesting. Like the pepper characters taste very fresh and have a good pepper flavor to them. But as a beer, it's just so I couldn't drink it. You know, it's an interesting concept. It has an interesting flavor and character to it, but I can't drink it. As a beer, it's good to sip and to try. Just like you wouldn't, you know, sit down and eat peppers. You know, you cook with peppers and you don't sit there and eat them. So I'm gonna have
unless
to give
a dare.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you can
I'm
mix it with it, some of Toby's beer and have something.
Oh, there you go.
I'm gonna give it 2 pints. I was really close to giving this 1. and just wow. calling it a day. I'm going to give it 2 pints just because it doesn't taste bad in so much as there's really bad flavors. It's just not drinkable. That sounds very contradictory, but it's not. So, 2 pints out of 5.
What about you, Mike?
Well, I would say, for me, the Chipotle Ale, I liked it. It's good. I really wish I had more chili beers in mind, but, you know, that I've tried to kind of compare. But I think it was probably a very good, like, session version of a chili beer. And for that, I'm going to give it 4 pints. I liked it. I liked it quite a bit. For my Harpoon Island Creek Oyster Stout.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it 4 pints. I'm really, really surprised in how much I like this beer. I have no taste for shellfish whatsoever. I don't eat them. I don't like them. But this had a little bit of saltiness, but there was so much malt in this beer that it just made up for it. It just really good roasted malty goodness in this beer. So that's my pint rating.
Cool. I am also going to give Rogue's Chipotle Ale a 4. It started off kind of funky, but once I got into it, it actually was very good. And it had that Rogue flavor to it. I don't know if it's that Pac-Man yeast that they use that just has that typical kind of Rogue aftertaste and that Rogue flavor. It's cool. I mean, it's like you guys, like we all said, it's not overpowering peppers. The peppers are definitely there to make it stand out as a Chipotle beer. Not too overpowering, drinkable, all that stuff. So I'm going to go with 4. With this acai berry wheat from Eel River, it's refreshing. It's drinkable. It's great. Great summertime beer. The berries are there. I actually would have enjoyed it if there were a little bit more berries to it. They could have gone bigger with the berries in this one. So I'm just going to go with the 3.5. I think it's pretty middle of the road for a wheat beer. Not bad. You can find all the websites that we mentioned today. One of them being rogue.com, and also mine was eelriverbrewing.com.
Mine was twistedpinesbrewery.com.
And mine is harpoonbrewery.com.
And of course, we get a lot of our information that we talk about in our Hop Topics from beernews.org. Don't forget to check them out and support them. Send them some money if you can.
And of course, craftbeer.com. Check that out, too.
Yeah. Craftbeer.com.
Yeah, we instantly became big fans of those guys real quick.
And Mike, you had some.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, if you like craft beer and you have a mobile device or like a iPod Touch or something of that nature, check out the Beer Cloud mobile app. You can find it at greatbrewers.com. There's actually a little longer link, but if you go to greatbrewers.com, you can find the Beer Cloud mobile app. Or if you have a mobile phone, you could just search either your app store or, you know, whatever the application browser may be on your mobile device to check out.
Now,
Beer
do they,
Cloud.
I don't know this. I don't know that they make an iPhone version.
I got
actually, the only thing I
the one that I got is downloaded on iPod Touch. So I'm assuming
really?
That is the iPhone version. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And,
okay.
It's
There's
pretty
a
good.
Link you put
the,
on
beer,
there for...
the beer finder doesn't seem to be up to par, but everything else as far as searching beer and styles and about the brewery and that kind of stuff is pretty cool. Pretty cool little app to have for a mobile device. So give it a try.
Yeah, I checked this out tonight. I downloaded it and installed it on my Android phone. Yeah. And yeah, it's actually really cool.
Yeah. Except I wish the beer finder worked a little better. But besides that, everything else seemed pretty cool.
You can also follow us on Twitter. We are Beer Coasters Pod, and individually, I am Beer Coaster Toby.
I am Beer Coaster Chris, B Coaster Chris.
And I am Beer Coaster Mike.
And we're also on Facebook. You can become a friend or a fan. You can just search for Beer Coasters Podcast, and we're there. And don't forget to tell your friends to become friends with us on Beer Coasters, because it's cool. And you can contact us individually by email. I am Toby at BeerCoastersPodcast.com.
Chris at BeerCoastersPodcast.com.
And Mike at BeerCoastersPodcast.com.
You can also email us backwash@BeerCoastersPodcast.com, or you can leave us audio backwash by one of two ways. You can either dial 972-914-8502 and leave us a voicemail, or you can, on the website, if there's a little call me button down at the bottom, you just click on that, put in your phone number, and it'll call you, and you can leave a message that way. And also on that website, you can also post your comments for each episode. Right underneath the episode information, there's a little post your comment link. And click that and add a comment.
Nice.
And if you were wondering what that website was, that website is www.beercoasterspodcast.com. You can sign the guest book. We have a little guest book there you can sign, which is kind of cool.
Yes. I wanted to talk about that. Everybody... Like, if you're listening right now and you're listening on your computer, go to the website right now and sign the guest book and tell us where you are. We're trying to get a feel for who's listening and where they're located and that sort of thing.
Definitely.
We want to know how many of you other coaster listeners out there. You can subscribe to us also in iTunes. You can search for Beer Coasters. You'll find us there. You can check the website on Monday for next time on Beer Coasters and see the beer that we'll be drinking for the following week.
And tell your friends to look us up on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. And of course, thank you so much for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed it.
Support your local brewery. Drink local. Don't drink and drive.
And for any comments or suggestions, your favorite beer, your favorite bar, post it on our wall on Facebook or call our website. Call our website. Call the hotline or send us some backwash. We want to know this stuff. We want to know where you guys like to drink tasty brews. Mm. So.
All right. Well,
cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, buddy. Sign the guest book.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
Acai!